3WKMJ, it is about 3.5 minutes before the top of the 9 o'clock hour. 31 degrees, our temperature here in downtown Hancock. Happy birthday to Brooke Bastion, 16 from Dollar Bay. Lynn Rossica, Connie Pianola, Dustin Alto, all celebrating birthdays today. The Copper Country Old Timers Tournament, 32nd annual Copper Country Old Timers Tournament, is coming up this weekend, and it starts tomorrow night. I remember back in the old days, Mark, you know, the Thursday night was really kind of just easing into the tournament. That's not the case so much anymore. Thursday night's one of the biggest nights of the tournament, right?
Yes. Good morning, Dirk. As our tournament has grown over the years, we found we needed to get more and more games in earlier in the weekend, and Thursday night has become now a bigger night. And in fact, we're full.
Yeah.
This week.
It's really unbelievable. Mark Alborn's with us. Brian Donnelly's also with us. And Mark, why don't you again remind people why Brian is here and how big of a part his organization is in this?
Yeah, River Valley Bank is one of our prime supporters of the tournament and our league operations in general. They've been helping us out for a few years, and now we've developed a fund that they are our partner with that is going to be a scholarship fund. And we're ready to announce that. There'll be a page in our tournament book describing this, but we're very happy to have Brian help us. They run the Chuck-a-Pucks, and all that money goes towards our scholarship fund.
That was very neat. And Brian, I know you're very proud to be a part of this.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, hockey's a big part of our community up here, and these old-timers, they need structure in their lives, keeps them out of trouble and off the streets. So we're real happy to be a part of the tournament. And, you know, two of the things that we really like about participating in the tournament, number one is the scholarships that that we're developing for local athletes to be able to go to school. And then just the you know, this is also an economic event that's created around here, where we got teams coming in from out of town and staying in hotels and eating in restaurants and filling up at our gas stations. And that's another thing, you know, on the side of the hockey that's really exciting to us.
Well, I think it's a big thing. The economy definitely gets a shot in the arm from this. Do you have any idea, Mark, on the amount of people that are coming from outside? I mean, do you have a ballpark idea?
Well, I would guess close to half the number of players are coming from out of town. You know, we have 32 teams. So maybe 16, you know, half of that is probably players that come from out of town.
And 13, 14 players per team, somewhere in that area. I mean, that makes a big difference.
Right, and we're almost at capacity with our local teams. So any expansion that we're able to do, we want to entice more teams to come to the area.
Sure. Is there any thought about making this even a longer event, or will it always have to be Thursday through Sunday, you think?
Well, I think the Thursday through Sunday we have to stick with. We're so far up here. We want to get teams coming from, you know, as far down as Detroit, and they're not going to be able to come up for a Tuesday or Wednesday or anything like that. So we want to keep it Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
So what's happening on Thursday? I mean, when should people get there and start really enjoying this tournament?
Well, one of the things that we had to do this year, and we're trying to coordinate with the home hockey playoffs, all right? So we've changed our schedule quite a bit this year to try to accommodate that. And one of the things we're doing is we've got Thursday night is our opening night, and we got activities at three rinks, and we would like everyone to come out and get started with us, get their wristbands so they can just come and go all weekend. We've tried to set our weekend schedule to avoid the Tech games. And in fact, on Saturday, the last games start at 5-something, so everybody will be done just before 7 on Saturday, so everybody can go to the games. Friday night is a little different. We have teams coming from out of town, and they have to get their games in. We do have some conflicts, but we're moving some of the marquee games to an earlier time slot, you'll see, so that there should be plenty of time to take in all the hockey that you can.
Well, I know a lot of people that I've talked to that are coming from out of town have already bought tickets for Michigan Tech hockey Saturday night, so it's working out well.
Yes,
on that level. And what is the cost again to get into the tournament?
$5.
And you guys we haven't changed that in how long? Seems like forever.
Forever. It's easier to deal with at the cash box, and it seems to work, and it's a good deal.
And that gets you in all weekend.
All weekend. So we're encouraging everybody to come out on Thursday night and get started. And so we've got a great slate on Thursday. We'll start out at D Stadium. We got a 40-plus game just before 5 o'clock to kind of kick off the tournament between Berga Telephone and Auto Pro Tire. And then we got a big 30-plus gold game right after that at 6:15, M&M Power Sports and Luigi's. And then after that at the D, is the 60-plus division. We got two games there. And if you don't think hockey is a lifelong sport, then go watch this division because there's so much fun going on. I'm so happy to be able to play in that myself. I get to play with your dad and your uncle, and that's one of the joys of my year.
Yeah.
So, and those guys are already saying that in a couple more years we're going to need a 70-plus division, so we'll see how that goes. That's at the D. At the Houghton County Arena, we've got a 30-silver game and a 30-gold game, four of the marquee teams in those divisions. Sands Auto and Erickson Crowley starting it off at six. And then the Monte Carlo, which is a lot of the old Brunos players that have gracefully aged against the Ryla's Kitchen team. And then there'll be the 50-plus division to conclude that evening there, the local team Remax against Traverse City. The Krieber brothers will be up for that.
Sure.
And then up at the Coliseum in Calumet, Thursday night, we've got a 40-plus game between RC Mechanical and Coon Electric. And we're kind of billing that as the Copper Island Classic of
there
the old-timers tournament.
There
it'll be the 40-plus Copper Island Classic game. And then the big surprise for the tournament is this women's exhibition game. We pulled this together kind of at the last minute. We've got two teams that are going to play as an exhibition. There's just one game only. And it's the Copper Country Cougars versus the Barriga Battle Axes.
Great.
It'll be.
So is this a open division? Is it open? I mean, there's no ages on this for the women?
For the women, we've let the – actually, they're going to finish their rosters in the locker room. They're going to try to make these teams, you know, equal as far as age goes.
But well, that's pretty neat.
They've got some ideas, and we've got goalies for them, or they've got goalies. So it should be quite a fun event, and that's kind of a prelude to what we might do next
year.
Well,
that's what I was asking you. Will that lead into possibly a women's division?
Yeah, yes. For next year, we're already trying to plan for that because there's a possibility if we do this far enough in advance and get some commitments, we might be able to add the Calumet Coliseum to our sheet of ices.
Sure.
Sheets of ice, I should say. And if we can do that, the logical thing for us to do is to add a women's division. Mm-hmm. We could have a couple of teams from the local area and then try to get some more from out of the area. And we've already heard that there is a definite interest in that.
Mark Alburn is with us from Copper Country Old Timers. Brian Donnelly also here with us from River Valley Bank, and they are a big sponsor, of course, of the tournament and Copper Country Old Timers. And Brian, again, just to kind of reiterate what's going on and your part in this, I mean, you've become a big part of this tournament.
Yeah, you know, we love hockey up here, and what we do is we go down to the tournament and we sell merchandise, so everybody come down and pick up your Copper Country Old Timers sweatshirts and t-shirts and stuff like that. It's the thing to wear. It's very fashionable. And then we'll be running Chuck-a-Pucks also throughout the games, only at HOCO. And that I believe all that money goes right to the scholarships, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it does.
Yeah. We have a lot of fun.
Yeah, it is really neat. And again, what is this? How does the scholarship work, Mark? Again, who does it benefit?
Well, it's going to begin with the class of 2015. There'll be a $500 award to a graduating senior from one of the Copper Country high schools. There'll be an application process. They'll have to write a little essay about what hockey means to them or something like that and get a couple of recommendations, much like some of the other scholarships that are available.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to have an application period of the month of April. And then we'll get that chosen and announced in time for their high school awards assembly or however they do it at each individual school.
Now, is there a website or something for them to go and apply for this?
Well, starting on March 31st, we will have information on our website. There will be applications available at the high school guidance counselor's offices or the athletic offices. Again, depending on how each school does it.
Sure.
And then also at River Valley Bank.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's really neat. So, again, we want everybody to come out tomorrow night, $5, get your wristbands. And, again, that $5 gets you in for the whole weekend. There's concessions open all weekend, too, right, Mark?
Yes.
At the rinks. And really looking forward to this. I think it should be a lot of fun. And just the amount of things that are going on and how everybody is kind of working together to make it all fit together in a nice puzzle. It's neat, I think.
Yeah, I was a little bit concerned about how many times I'm going to have to cross the bridge this weekend. I already got stopped last night for 20 minutes. So.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's something to consider, too, when you're going back and forth. Make sure you leave a little extra early. Anything else we need to talk about, guys? We got all of it, do you think?
I think so, Dirk.
All right, so what time did the game start tomorrow?
Tomorrow, first game at Houghton County Arena is at 6. First game at D Stadium is at 4:45, and the first game in Calumet is at 7:30.
There you go. All right, the 32nd annual Copper Country Old Timers Tournament in the Keweenaw. It's based out of the Houghton County Arena and D Stadium, also up at the Calumet Coliseum, and even a couple games at the John McGinnis Student Ice Arena, which is pretty neat. And they're really working around the Michigan Tech hockey schedule as best they can. No games starting after 5 o'clock on Saturday, and getting ready for the big Michigan Tech hockey games at 7, both Friday and Saturday night. So we appreciate you guys coming in. Should be a lot of fun. Good luck this weekend.
All right, thanks, Dirk.
Mark Alborn, Brian Donnelly here on Mix 93 WKMJ, 7 minutes past the hour, and we'll take a look at your weather forecast.